Ksubis Perktes Mishnah Ches. Mishnah continues this discussion that we just had in Mishnah Zayin. Hapagemis Ksubos Ketzad. What's the case? There's really no pratim here that we haven't discussed, but now the Mishnah says in Mufurish. The case is as follows. Hoysa Ksubos Elav Zuz. Her Ksuba was Elav Zuz. Va'omalo his Kabalta Ksubos. He says, the husband claims, you got your Ksuba. Here, Meres Lois Kabalta Elamone. All I got was 100. Loi Tipor Elav Shvur. She's masking that 100 of the 1,000 was paid. She can only collect the remainder, the other 900, with a shvur. Eid echod mi'ido shehi perua, keitzad. Hoysa ksuboso elav zuz. The ksubo is elav zuz. Vamalo is kabalti ksuboso. Chviya mez lo is kabalti. She says, I didn't get it at all. Over here, it doesn't have to be a mighty b'miktas. Because over here, the drora, the suffix is created not because she's moida that she got something, and maybe she wasn't a doctor and she really got more, but it's the etzim fact that they had echon mi'ido shehi perua. So then that itself is enough of a siba to be mechayiv her that she has to make a shvua like tipar el b'shvua. Minichosim shubadim ketzad, mochar nichosav la'acherim. The husband sold his field to somebody else. V'nifras melakuchas. She's going to the lakuchas. That's her din. But loy tipar el b'shvua. Why? Because nechosim mishubadim you can only collect from a shvua. There's a very simple reason why. Because the lekuchas don't know. They can't claim. So mele, we have to protect them. And she can only collect in a way that would stop her if it wasn't 100% on the up and up. Minichse yisoymim keitzah. The same thing. Yisoymim have the problem. Meis v'iniach nechosim liyisoymim. Husband died. And his nechosim now belong to his yisoymim. V'nifras mina yisoymim. They don't know if it was paid. Maybe the ksuba was paid. If the husband was here, maybe he would have claimed. So therefore, there's a klal. This is not true, by the way, dafka by ksuba. This is true by all chovis. All chovis that are collected in nechosim shubadim or collected mi yasmi ein nifroim mi yasmi ela b'shibud ein nifroim mi lechuchas ela b'shvua. Shaloi b'fon of keitzad holach lelum dinaseyam. She's collecting. We can't tell her to wait 2 years to collect the ksuba, but we do have to protect b'mokum that there's nobody here to protest and say maybe she was paid. So therefore, the halacha is ein nifras ela b'shvua. Reb Shimon Omer, kol zman shehi tevas ksuboso, when there's a claim over here of a ksuba, then hayoshim mashbi'a noiso. We mentioned earlier in the parak, shit sub Shimon, is that there's no din on a husband to be able to be tevei his wife for discrepancies in bookkeeping. When, yeah, only in the context, she's an apotropos or whatever, there's no tevia. Only in the context of, you misappropriated Mosayim Zuz, so therefore, I don't have to give you a full ksuba. It's only, there's no separate tevia. It's only in the context of how much he owes her. So then there's a halacha of Hayoshim Mashbi Noisa, Vim Ena Tevas Ksuboso, Ena Hayoshim Mashbi Noisa, they cannot be Tevei her, Al Tzapetropis, and she won't have to back up her claim with a Shvur. This is Machlok Tzushonim, had a Paskin. For those that Paskin, since this Mishnah is like sort of the Sefer, so Mamela that says that the Mishnah is being Soysim, that the Allah is like Reb Shimon. That's the way the Rabbi Nutam, the Rosh, hold. The Maisa, the other sheet that's brought down Ebenezer, Simit Sadik Zion, is the Rambam, the Rif, that no, this Mishnah is a Das Yochid, and the Halachos like the Tanakam Mishnah Dal, that holds that there is a Tvir between a husband and a wife, or between the Yoshim and the wife, even not in the context of Ksuba. The other Machlokes that's over here is this Halacha that in the context of a Ksuba, there's a Tvias Apotropsus of misappropriation of money, is that only like a gilgul of the shvuas haksuba, of pegemis ksuba, which is a shvua that we have in the Mishnah shvuas. It's one of the shvuas haMishnah. In the context of that shvuas, you can be mechayiv also another shvua on possible misappropriations of funds. Or no, when the time comes that she's collecting a ksuba, even if the husband doesn't dispute that claim, there's no kriv shvua on the ksuba. But that's the point in time where he could be tevei also on misappropriations of money. That's a machlek sushen l'maisa that both sheets are brought down in Ebenezer Simon Tzadik Zayin. Mishnah Tes. Hoitzio get ve'eni moi ksuba. She takes out a get. How is she proving that she has a claim? She pulls out a get. But maybe the ksuba was paid already. Now, with a regular choiv, if a malva comes and he doesn't have a shtar, so the levy could say parati. If the malva pulls out a shtar, the levy can't say parati. We call that shtar chobiyodi, my boy. Why is the malva holding on to the shtar if it was paid? So that would be a clear indication, and we would reject the claim of parati. We're talking over here in the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, bimkoimois deloy nehigi lichtev shtar ksuba. Shtar doesn't really have to be written for a ksuba. The chiyuvim are the same. It's naibezin. We learned in the fifth parak. So therefore, we have over here a place where it's not a raya, the fact that it doesn't have a ksuba. Lamaisa, that she's divorced, is clear, because it's a get. So she can collect a ksuba. What's this chadish over here is that the t'nai ksuba means that her claim that she gets a ksuba is so strong that it stands up against his tiny spirality. Not like a regular choy. If he's going to want to get away with a tiny spirality, he'll have to pull out a shoiver to prove that he was paid. It's important to note that the t'nai ksuba that would take away any tiny parati is only on the ikka ksuba. Ksuba's modern mosayim, that's me'ikka adin. Any tesefis, the elef zuz that he was mechayiv himself, that he could say parati. That's a regular choyv. He's not mechayiv to pay that. He's not mechayiv to be mechayiv himself. He's mechayiv to pay if he was mechayiv himself, but he could say parati. Now, the first case that we had was get, she didn't have a ksuba. Ksuba ve'ni mo get, she has a shtar ksuba, she doesn't have a get. He oimeres ovad git. She says, "I'm divorced." Ovad giti. He doesn't deny that she's divorced. He just says, "Voime ovad shevori." He says, "I had a shever," to ward off a tainus parati. So it's in Tesanta Maisa. On the one hand, there's a din that she has a right to collect her ksuba midin tnai ksuba, even if he says parati, he would have to pull out a shever. But over here, theoretically, he could have said, "I never divorced her." Could have the same type of case with a person pulling out a shtar choiv. But etzem etanis peru wouldn't work, but there's a different reason why the levy wouldn't have to pay the choiv. What's that? Shmita pass is a din that shvius. Shmita is meshamet ol choivis. So he could claim that shmita passed. The only thing is most people, if they have a choiv, they write a prosbul. So Mishnah says, what happens in a case? V'chein bal choiv shoytzi shtar choiv. He pulls out, the Malva Taka pulls out a choiv. The levy shouldn't be able to say parati. Problem is, anybody prusbul, the Malva doesn't have a prusbul. Hare loyif paru. Over here, the levy has a claim. He could say that I didn't write a prusbul. Well, the levy could claim the Malva didn't have a prusbul, and in which case he's not mechuyev anymore. The levy with that says, okay, so he's not pulling out, he says, ovad prusbuli. The levy says, ovad shevori. It's the same claim. The aloch zarei loy poru, they cannot claim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, the choyr in Hilchos Tam v'nitin, the tain is right of the Tana Kama. That since there's a counterclaim connected to shtar, which says, I lost my shtar, you shouldn't be able to collect. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, min ha-sakon ve'elich, the tkufa of the shmad. Many years after Churban Bayis Sheni, when the Romans decided to be Oikir Torah and Gansin, so there, and to hold on to any shtar that would attest to the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of the owner was a sakona. So therefore, the women would burn their gittin. Any woman who was divorced would burn a get, partial not to have the evidence around, or a prosbul would also be burnt in order to not keep evidence of Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs. So the halacha is Isha Gevi Ksubasa Shalai Beget. We don't see the lack of a get as a reason for her not to be able to be goyva. Ubal choiv goyva shalei beprusbul. Ubal choiv could collect without a prusbul. The assumption is that a regular bal choiv wrote a prusbul out. Mela, that's takad halacha b'zman hazeh. We're not mekabel a claim from a loyva. Ah, he's not mekoyv to pay because the malva didn't write a prusbul. The assumption is that he did write a prusbul. Now the Mishnah says a different case, an unusual case. Shnei gittin or shtei ksubois. The halacha is, what happens if you have a woman comes to the bezin, and she pulls out, clearly she was married twice to the same fellow. There's a mokoim to say, it's a Mishnah gittin, that when a man remarries his grusha, he's marrying her al das ksubosa harishoina. the same amount, and also that he's not mechuyev to pay her again. He took her back, divorced her before he paid the ksuba. He remarried her 4 months later. He saw the grass is takanat greener on the other side. He remarried her. The daita dahochi is one ksuba, but over here she pulled out two git and two ksubas. So the halacha is obviously he was mechayev himself. So therefore, goyve shtei ksubas. Shtei ksubas v'get echod. Over here, there's two ksubas. He wrote it two ksubas, but there's only evidence on one marriage. There's only one get. Oy ksuba shnei gitten. L'chayro over here, you know there were two marriages. It's two gitten. But it's not clear that he was mechayev himself two ksubas, like we said. You could say, al das ksubas harishayna. He remarried her. Oy ksuba get umisa, or there was a ksuba and a get umisa. Now, obviously over here, people don't get remarried after they die. So l'chayro over here, he died one time. And he was Megasha, or he was, obviously he didn't divorce her after he died, so he divorced her at one point. And then he died, which would also be Mechayev Ksuba, but who says that he remarried her with another Chayves Ksuba? Therefore, Eina Goyve El Ksuba Achas, Shamegarish is Ishte Vechziro Al Menas Ksuba Rishonim Achziro. Like we just said, that's the standard. It's not only the fact that she had a ksuba rishon, he's not mechayev himself a second ksuba, but like we said, also the amount pashtus is the same. Naming on that's the mechayev. Kotn shehisio yoviv. Kotn has no marriage. They weren't even mesakin a marriage, which is drabonon. A ketanda, they were mesakin that she can marry drabonon. Kedushe miun. But a kotn, there's no absolutely no issues. But let's say he did marry her. So officially, legally, they were married, but it's not—it's nothing. Not even legally, officially. But Lamaisa, when he was a godel, and so now he was bala l'shem kedushin, he was mekadosh a second time. The assumption is again ksubasa kayemes, that the same ksuba that was written bekatnos shamanas ken kaima. That's the shtar that they have. So the assumption is that al daita d'ochi gershin is gar v'ishte imoy. And last case. Is a ger was Megayer, and he had a ksuba as a goy. Goyim also are more old shtar ksubas. But Lamai said they were Megayer, and now normal the assumption is that even though obviously over here it's a new Mechayer, between Kedas Moshe Yisrael, a Yiddish couple, not a Goyish couple, ksubas akeyem is the stomiest, the umdino is, shamanas ken kaimo, that it was a daita dahochi of that amount of the ksuba. Lamai said by ger, it's not so pashut, because there was no Mechayer. So the Rishonim say that Enochanam, the Toisus Ksuba that was in the Ksuba that they had, Big Yusam, that is Takanat Mechuyiv, the husband. But Lamaisa, what he is Mechuyiv is that even though now she's obviously a Ba'ula, but since he married her as a Psula many years ago as a Goyish couple, so he keeps the Ksuba's Messiah and that becomes the Mechayiv. That's what most of the Rishonim hold. There's a Rambam that says that. No, he's only mechuyev ksubas mona. It doesn't have a din of a cotton shehigdal. A cotton shehigdal taka, he married her and she was obviously a psula. He was a bentes, he was bola, he made her ois psula. He made her into a bula. Afilochi, he keeps the ksubas mosayim, even though the marriage really started al pi alocha after he was nizgadlo. Afilochi, the ksubas stays a ksubas ktana. I'm sorry, a ksubas besula.